During Storm Devon, I was duty that day last Saturday. We got a call at 8 at night with regard to assisting with the efforts on evacuating people from their houses in Cumbria due to Desmond. There's four of a crew in our aircraft, so we departed at 8, and it was quite a long transit to get down to Cumbria due to the fact of the very strong southerly winds and us fighting the aircraft through the strong winds to get there. We were actually tasked en route to go and assist on two people being stuck in a vehicle to the south of the Lake District. And en route, they had been rescued by ground services, so we were stood down and tasked to fly to Carlisle Airport, who had very kindly opened their airport up to assist as best they could with evacuees, plus the aircraft living in the area to assist and providing fuel and food, which was great. But en route to Carlisle, we were then recast to go to Cockermouth, just north of the lake, to assist in assessing the damage and possibly evacuate people from their houses at the town itself.
And what happened once you got there?
Once we got on scene at Cockermouth, we assessed the situation by chatting to Coast Guard services that were already on the ground, who, alongside the police and fire brigade and also the MRT, Mountain Rescue Team, were able to give us a picture of the situation, the flooding situation within the streets of Cockermouth itself, and also any particularly vulnerable people that were trapped in either houses or vehicles that they couldn't actually rescue themselves due to the fast flowing water, but required our assistance from the air.
And what was that situation? What was it like on the ground?
On the ground, the main river had burst its banks and was overflowing into the side streets and some of the main streets of Cockermouth town itself. It was quite devastating to see the destructive damage that could cause. This was all at night time as well, so I'm sure it would have been much worse seeing it at daytime. But due to the fact that we have night vision devices that we operate with the helicopter, we were able to see that even though it was dark. The Coast Guard, police, fire, rescue and also the MRT had done a very good job of securing most of the area by the time we got there. However, there were certain streets close to the river that were flooded up to most likely the top of the front door level, so 6 to 7 feet underwater. Quite a shock to see from the air or from any situation or any particular viewpoint. But we arrived and we assessed the situation and we offered ourselves as best we could to assist the guys on the ground on recovering people and personnel from houses that were affected by the flooding.
And I believe you winched one elderly woman to safety. Can you talk me through that?
Yes, once we arrived and assessed and conducted numerous searches of the area and the river itself, we had some suspect vehicles that we thought there might have been trapped persons in. We used our infrared camera that is attached to the side of our aircraft to assess those vehicles and make sure that there was no one initially trapped in them. And then we progressed on to looking at the houses and seeing if there was anyone in distress in the buildings. Once we conducted that search, which took half an hour to 45 minutes, we then got called by the Coast Guard on the ground to assist on evacuating some people out of their houses just to the northern side of the river. We got details of the actual houses themselves, the numbers on the street. We positioned aircraft to conduct a recce for the most suitable extraction method. We We're lucky that at one side of the street, so to the rear of the properties, there was a large field cricket pitch, I believe, that was under maybe 2 to 3 feet of water, but not fast flowing. It was more stagnant water. So we were able to position the aircraft safely so we could winch our crewman onto the cricket pitch into the water. He disconnected from the winch and progressed by foot towards the properties themselves. We then kept the aircraft at height away while he searched the premises. He did so very bravely because he was left to his own devices in the dark with just a torch to go and assist any of the people stuck in the properties. He managed to assess them quite quickly and found a lady, an elderly lady who had was in this slight distress because she had no telecommunications and the power was out, and so she was in her top floor with the bottom floor flooded considerably. Our crew was able to access the house and assist her in walking her out to back to the plane, to the cricket pitch, where we brought the aircraft back in to hover safely and extract her via winch again. And then we went and repositioned to a landing site prepared by the mountain rescue team, and we handed over the casualty to them.
It sounds like it was definitely, obviously, a multi-agency kind of operation. How important is it during times like this that all these different search and rescue agencies are able to work together?
It's a total necessity that all the agencies throughout the UK work in unison together. Due to past experiences, all ground units and air units now have a very good and established relationship. We understand how we work together by training together throughout the year, and we try and accomplish that every week, where we would go and work with the mountain rescue team, work with the Coast Guard, work with the Royal, the RNLI, and also the police and fire units. And it's imperative that that establishment maintains itself within the UK to provide the necessary assistance to the public. Yeah, and I think it's, I'd like those that were prepared to go out and assist on the night and throughout the remaining period, and especially the airport for opening, all hours, 24 hours, providing that assistance to the aircraft with fuel, food, water, and also somewhere to land.
It's probably assuming the weather behaves itself, which you never know. This could quite possibly one of the, be kind of one of the last kind of big incidents you guys deal with.
Yes, as we hand over to Bristol Helicopters Limited, who have taken on the Coast Guard contract to provide helicopter SAR assistance throughout the UK, this could well be the last incident, major incident that HMS Gannet and Gannet SAR Flight conduct within our remit of providing search and rescue helicopter assets to both Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland. And during that night, there was assistance provided by the Bristol's Carnarvon helicopter that flew up from North Wales, and we were working in conjunction with them throughout the night as well. So they were actually on scene with us, doing quite a bit of recovering personnel and people from their houses.